This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. European Union leaders agreed on a set of sanctions against Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airports and airspace of the 27-nation bloc. The action comes amid fury over the forced diversion of a passenger jet flying between two EU countries in order to arrest an opposition journalist, and what EU leaders have called a brazen hijacking of an Irish carrier Ryanair's plane flying from Greece to Lithuania on Sunday. They demanded the immediate release of Roman Protasevich, a key foe of the Belarusian president, Alexander Lukashenko. A brief video of Protasevich was shown on Belarusian state television, in which he said his treatment in custody was maximally correct and according to law. Meanwhile, the Belarusian president, Alexander Lukashenko, has signed a law sharply restricting news media activities and allowing them to be shut down without a court hearing. It also allows the information ministry to order a media outlet's closure. Previously, media closures required a court decision. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is now spending time in the Middle East to press the Israelis, Palestinians, and regional players to build on last week's Gaza ceasefire by laying the groundwork for an eventual resumption in long-stalled peace talks. President Joe Biden announced Blinken will have a short visit to Israel, the West Bank, Jordan, and Egypt for what will be the Biden administration's highest-level in-person meetings on the crisis that erupted earlier this month. Blinken's primary goal will be to shore up the ceasefire in the hope that will hold and discuss an urgent infusion of humanitarian assistance into Gaza and stress the need for an end to intra-communal violence. This is